Today, we continue our discussion on crime in Jamaica with input from four former gangsters who are now reformed Men with a Message. Men with a Message is an initiative of the Citizen Security and Justice Program. On this week's program, we explore the realities of money in the criminal underworld. Again, we meet our speakers.
Bernard Abel from Southside, Parade Garden.
Daniel Barnes, aka Jalava from Parade Garden, Southside.
Jeremy and Austin from McGregor Garden.
Lyndon Champagne from Olympic Garden, Towel.
Now to the discussion.
Young life, overall, a whole heap of money tonight. Because in fact, you can benefit more to young life, faster. Because for instance then, if you're in a drug game, you look upon hundreds of thousands within a matter of weeks, months. Within 6 months time, you look upon millions. And then, quick money generally go fast. So the money that you're going to steal, if you have a straight head and a firm mind, are people around you, we're conscious enough, you're not going to use that for nothing. You're going to just buy a big gunshot, buy a bag of coke, pair clothes, shoes, rent a car, because you don't own the car. It's like you don't think, your head get giddy. Even though you don't take the coke, it come like you're a cokehead. The little numbers, them where play out with, do the run around, the underboss and the little smaller end them. Enough of people, but I say, oh, they are them disappear.
The money is there, but here we know, it's the envy and jealousy turn up in that business. Like. So you see, the thing with their money, they know, you're not even too comfortable to tell the honest truth. I remember when I have to walk with my gun every day. I don't trust you, not even best friend I don't trust. I know deep down, he don't trust me neither.
You see, money and friendship, trust me, money day in the middle between you and your friend. Because when the money comes, you definitely know your true friends were there around you. And you see, if you are the man who have the money, you are the man. They say now money they start water down. Remember say your man would start cut down. You get me? Your friend them have a drift from around you. And you find when you can't hold up to certain responsibilities or finance certain things, and that's how things start go bad. Your own friend sell you out. Sell you out for you nothing to when you used to give more. You know?
That's what gangster thing is all about. Fear. Bring fear. Push fear in a people. And people may really love gangster. People fear gangster, people don't love gangster. So the gangster life creates fear. You know, you do the most evil act, the most bloodshed to get the next opponent scared, and if it's no to see you don't ramp with that man. If you come out of your house, you have to sit on a meds. When you come out, you have to work with time. Everything you do now, it's supposed to deal with that timing. You don't want to go out the road and the linger. Anywhere you go, you must know say it's safe if you got a match. You don't want it anywhere you go, you want to know your safety up. And they say, nah, go.
For the youths, them in Jamaica, when I try to tell them, I say, I better you go work at 9 to 5. Better you just go on. You're in a school now, and you know, pay your feet, your parents are pay your feet, do the best you can. Try to come out to something. But even if you have your education, you know, no embassy, not turn you down. So if you don't see it yourself, you can go up. Go back to school again for a little bit and do so.
For me, there's no benefit. I'm going to encourage somebody to have to live a life of crime. Because you're going to live in it with constant fear all the time. You're going to live in it with constant fear, the gunman and the police. Me don't want nobody to live them here. Me suffer through it. And I can tell you where education, for me, is the way out of poverty. And it's the best thing that we need in our society as a people. Young men and young women, education at all times, not criminal activity.
We've come to the end of part two of the discussion. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us again next week for part three when our speakers share what prompted them to put criminality behind them. Special thanks to the Citizen Security and Justice Program's Men with a Message for their participation in the discussion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.